This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The first 11 results of the by-elections held on Wednesday for 13 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states have been declared. The Congress has clinched 4 seats, while All India Trinamool Congress candidates have won 3 seats and is leading on 1 seat. Counting for remaining 2 constituencies is underway. In Punjab, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has won the Jalandhar West Reserved Assembly seat. In Himachal Pradesh, ruling Congress won 2 seats, while BJP bagged 1 seat. In West Bengal, ruling All India Trinamool Congress won Raiganj, Ranaghat, Dakhin and Bagda seats. In the Badrinath Assembly seat of Uttarakhand, Congress candidate Lakhpat Singh Batola has won. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP candidate Kamlesh Pratap Shah won the Amarwara seat. In Bihar, independent candidate Shankar Singh has won the Rupali Assembly seat by a margin of 8,211 votes, defeating his nearest rival and JDU candidate Kaladhar Prasad Mandal. In Tamil Nadu, DMK candidate Daniyur Shiva is leading with a huge margin in the Vikrawandi Assembly by-poll. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Dedicate to the Nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the roads, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees in Mumbai, Maharashtra this evening. Mr. Modi will also visit the Indian News Service Secretariat to inaugurate the INS Towers. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for Thane-Borivali Tunnel project, which will create direct connection between Western Express Highway at Borivali side and Thane-Ghorbandar Road at Thane site, saving about 1 hour of travel time. He will also lay the foundation stone for Kalyan Yard remodeling and Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal at Turbhe in Navi Mumbai, among other projects. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to the all-round development of border villages. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration from these border villages. The minister said the Central Armed Police Forces and Army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchase of local agricultural and handicraft products through cooperatives. Under the Vibrant Villages Program scheme, 136 border villages are being provided connectivity through 113 all-weather road projects at a cost of 2,420 crore rupees. The Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, has said, if the principles of law cannot be explained to the general public in simple terms, then there is a flaw in the legal profession and legal education. During his address at the convocation of Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia National Law University in Lucknow, the CJI emphasized the need to teach law in regional languages. CJI Chandrachur and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath distributed degrees to the students. During his address, CM Yogi Adityanath said, the rule of law is the precondition for good governance. He added that India is now recognized for its rule of law. It plays a crucial role in changing perceptions of the country. India will host the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, WAVES, in Goa from the 20th to the 24th of November this year. Addressing the curtain raiser event in Delhi today, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant said India is one of the largest film-producing countries in the world. He said WAVES will be a key event to shape the future of India's media and entertainment industry. In Ladakh, in a grand prelude to the Silver Jubilee of Kargil Vijay Divas, the Indian Army hosted a spectacular Know Your Army weapon and equipment display at the Kargil helipad. The event drew enthusiastic crowds, including children from various schools and colleges from Kargil and Zanskar and NCC cadets. The Inter Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Kerala and South Interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. It said heavy rainfall is also likely over Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh and Chhattisgarh during the next 4 days. The weather office has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh and East Uttar Pradesh. In men's cricket, Zimbabwe were 46 for no loss in 6.5 overs in the fourth T20 match of the five-match series against India in Harare. And with that, we end this news bulletin.